February report from four UN agencies. The Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project estimates that fighting itself has so far taken around 100,000 lives. Biden has been given a very rare chance to correct the wrongs the United States has inflicted on the Yemeni people, said Joman. And instead of his taking the chance to correct that, we are seeing the same old story and same old behavior, she added. With the Biden administration's lack of clarity and action, Congress is considering stepping in. In late February, 41 Democratic representatives sent a letter to Biden asking him to elaborate on his commitments to end support for the Saudi-led offensive. But they never heard back, and as the Nation reported this month, members of Congress are currently assessing whether to introduce a war powers resolution to force Biden's hand. Joman of the Yemen Relief and Reconstruction Foundation noted, "I fear right now that history is repeating itself," she said, "that Americans are going to sacrifice Yemen again to please the Saudis." Al-Adami, anti-war activist, recalled that during the 2020 campaign, one of Biden's senior national security advisors told her and a group of Yemeni Americans in Michigan that Biden would quickly end all support and arms sales for the war. So, when it comes to Biden's promises, these are just, as far as I'm concerned, words, she said.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. It is my absolute honor and pleasure to be with you guys today, and of course, with my wonderful friend and sister Razia Shamani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's really an honor for me to be here.
So we've been talking for the last few episodes about pre-pregnancy steps parents can take in order to prepare themselves for having a baby, and that 9 months where a woman's body becomes basically a home to another human being. A human being that is developing its little organs one by one, and the state of the baby in the uterus affects the baby's entire life, to be perfectly honest. I mean, exactly. If the mother suffers from depression during the pregnancy, the baby's more prone. If there are any deficiencies during the pregnancy, the baby could be affected by it. So it's really important that we take these steps seriously and really prepare ourselves for bringing life to this world. Both the dad and the mom should not take this pre-pregnancy
preparation
lightly. So on the last episode, I don't know if you guys were with us or not, but Sister Razia just decided to make us hungry for no apparent reason. She talked about three Persian traditional foods that mamas usually consume in order to detox their bodies and rid their bodies of any toxins and negative elements. So what's the continuation of our discussion today?
We have a lot more to talk about tasty fruits.
Seriously?
And food, inshallah, today.
I hope people aren't listening to this during the month of Ramadan.
I know.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
But they can make these as very good openings for their iftar.
Yeah, inshallah.
These are perfect meals. And when you were talking about mom's body as the host, as the resting place, as the peaceful resting place of this baby, I remember this beautiful verse from the Quran, verse 13 of Surah Mu'minun, where it says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. This is so beautiful. We made him a small seat in a firm resting place.
You know, when they talk about resting place, the first thing that comes to mind could be a graveyard. Mm. But we really forget that for 9 months, all we did was rest in our mama's belly.
It's so beautiful.
It is beautiful. Shout out to my mom. I love you.
Okay. I'm sure this positive vibe, this positive energy will reach her.
Inshallah.
I'm sure. I was searching, because I didn't know myself how to make Asha Apure, or as they call it,
Verjuice
Ash, and I searched it, and I found it really, really interesting. It has onions, mm-hmm. You fry the onions, then...
Do you fry it, or do you just saute it until it's, like, soft?
There are two kinds. Mm. Some people, to give it more taste, they fry it a little bit.
Okay.
And some people just, like... Dice it, and then they add it into like water, and they put everything, and they put it on the oven, on the stove, mm. until it's ready. So just the ingredients I'm going to talk about. It has rice, mm-hmm. dill and mint. The two herbs are only dill and mint. Mm-hmm. Then we have peas, of course, dried mint if you don't have any fresh mint. Actually, they use they fry onions with dry mint to mm. give it a very good flavor.
Mm.
Because if you only have rice and split peas, and it's gonna to have a raw taste.
True.
So if you add this fried onion with the dill and the dried mint, it will give it a very nice, beautiful taste. Mm. And then you have the turmeric, salt, pepper. and the verges that you add once it's ready. You can also add it like while it's cooking.
Because I think beans don't cook properly when,
yeah, when you add that vinegar, inside. Yeah. Yeah, even if you add salt in the beginning of making it,
they'll be kind of hard,
yeah,
in the middle.
Exactly.
They won't cook through.
So I usually wait until my food is ready, and then I add the salt and the...
So it's a really nice, hearty soup.
It is. It
right,
is.
It really fills you up.
Yeah.
Because of the rice and all those beans.
Exactly.
And
it smells really good because of the dill and the mint.
The mint,
you should,
yeah,
go make it today.
Why torture me? Why?
Okay. So these are three detox. Let's go to fruits.
Oh,
which,
yes,
which act like detox for the body. Number one, can you
anything that doesn't require cooking is good.
Exactly. Can you guess what what kind of fruit is detoxing?
I don't know. Pomegranate?
Pomegranates are one.
Are quince one of them?
No, quince are not detoxants.
Okay.
You can have quince when you're pregnant.
Ah, okay. So what?
Raisins.
Raisins?
Grapes.
Interesting. So if grapes are not in season, just have raisins.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or you can have the vinegar, or you can have the verjuice, or the raisins. Any kind of format of these that is suitable with the season you're in, you can consume those. So this is very, grapes are super good, especially in summertime. You find plenty of them in many countries. Especially in Iran, you find different types of grapes. They're really good. That's number one. Two, olives.
Oh, wow.
Olives are very
heavenly
good.
Heavenly fruits.
Yeah, detoxins. Berries, mulberries, strawberries,
yum,
raspberries.
Ooh.
All these beautiful, colorful fruits that are usually springy and summery. These are great. Also, cornelian cherry.
Mm.
Have you tried cornelian cherry?
I don't think so. But if you can't find these in season, I'm sure you can find them
dried.
Dried, yeah.
Exactly. Also, pomegranates, as you mentioned. Barberries.
Mm-hmm.
Barberries are, as you said, you can find the dried barberries. You can soak them in water and drink them.
Mm.
But they're super taste. But they're also very good detoxins. My mouth is watering. And they're also very good antioxidants.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they cleanse your liver.
Oh, mashallah.
All the poisons.
Which is exactly what we want.
Exactly. So consume a lot of these. Of course, if you find them to be sour, you can have a little bit of honey afterwards. Right?
Right.
Okay. Let's go to vegetables that can be used for detoxing the body. Number one, beetroots.
Mm-hmm.
And their leaves.
With the leaves.
With the leaves.
Interesting.
Right. Turnips.
Uh-huh.
All these are
rooty
vegetables, right? Carrots. Carrot juice.
Interesting.
These are very good detoxins. I didn't know myself. Celery. Sweet potatoes. Indian potatoes, I don't know what Indian potatoes are, but I was reading somewhere that Indian potatoes are very good detoxins. Zucchini.
Mm-hmm.
Okra.
Aha.
They are super delicious and super good. You can make a fabulous dish with okra,
mm-hmm,
where you fry the onions and you add the okra, pieces of lamb meat, and tomato paste or tomato
puree,
and you add a little bit of water, you let it cook for about 2-3 hours, and you can also add some verjuice to it.
Mm.
All these would make a very beautiful and
that's
tasty.
Actually easy. You toss it into the slow cooker.
Exactly.
And by noon you've got lunch.
Exactly. And
awesome.
It's detoxins too.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, see? So many good ideas. These are detoxins for pre-pregnancy we're talking about, but it could also be used for any woman who wants to have a healthy body and to have a healthy lifestyle. So all these could be used for cleansing and freshening the liver, which is a very important organ of the body, which detoxes your body of all the poisons and waste matter that is within your body that is, that enters your body with all the food that you eat.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Next, we go into drinks that you can have, okay? One, and all these are usually in the Iranian traditional medicine
mm-hmm.
that our grandmas used to take and used to eat and used to give to their daughter-in-laws, to their daughters, preparations for pregnancy. And also, some of them are, as they are detoxins,
mm-hmm.
they are good for any phase in your life, especially in summertime when you feel that your body is feeling very heavy because of the heavy heat of the day.
And you feel dehydrated.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So one drink is sirke engabin.
What's that?
There are different methods of making it. Sirke is vinegar.
Okay.
Right? And so you need mint extract, fresh homemade vinegar, not those you can find in the store that are artificially
processed, right?
Yeah, we're not looking for them, and honey.
Uh-huh.
These three, mint, vinegar, and honey.
And then you pour water into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sweeten it with water. It's actually mint extract and vinegar that you can also put some fresh leaves of mint inside to make it look very refreshing. Also, you can have fresh lemon,
uh-huh.
mint, mojito, as basically make it, and you can sweeten it with honey.
Right.
My dad makes vinegar. He mixes vinegar with date or grape syrup. Instead of honey, you can put grape syrup, which is high in iron.
Oh,
yeah. So if you add these two, and you add a little bit of mint also to it, these are perfect detoxins for your body pre-pregnancy and also for summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of drinking soda or any kind of
carbonated drink,
yeah, or even
filled with sugar,
exactly, or even fruit juices which are filled with additives and preservatives.
Exactly.
Just make these; they're so good. You can even add some rose water to it.
Mm-hmm, mashallah.
It will make a very good
refreshing drink.
Yeah. Also, one very good detoxin in the morning is to squeeze a fresh lemon into warm water and add some honey to it and drink it every single day for detoxing your body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find that these are too sour for you, you can eat them with raisins or with, as we said, honey or with dates. Here we can add date syrup
mm-hmm.
or mulberry syrup or grape syrup, anything that is sweetened that has natural sugar and that is full of iron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I found that according to Iranian traditional medicine, dried lemon, I used to find dried lemon in Khoresht Qeymeh. And I thought that they would use it to make it a little bit sour, but I found that this dried lemon makes the absorption of mint so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That was very interesting. So it prevents all kinds of minerals to be residued in the body.
Right.
So
rather than it just being leaving residues, it helps the body absorb these minerals instead, right?
Yeah, especially the nutrients in the mint,
uh-huh.
in the meat.
Right.
Not in the mint, in the meat. Also, one very, very good detoxin is very popular in Iran is Sharbat Khakshir. Dyscurania sophia.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know if this is the scientific term for it. Or
yeah, probably.
Yeah. But if people have constipation,
mm-hmm.
you have to boil it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of pregnant women get this problem, and so they can have it with rose water. boil it a little bit and consume it. Mm-hmm. But this is especially used for pre-pregnancy preparations for detoxing the body.
Just flush everything out.
Yeah.
All right.
To
cleanse your body, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so very much, Sister Razia. And thank you to our listeners for being with us. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, so Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and since we're marking the grand night of Qadr, on which God Almighty fixes destinies for the year to come, let us hear what the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, says about destiny. Each step one takes is a step towards one's destiny.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/en.
The Light.
An exhibition in the Belgian province of Wallon-Brabant has put on display several objects belonging to French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte. A belt with the word Waterloo written on it, a flintlock pistol, Napoleon's shoe, bathtub, clothes and several other objects are all displayed in the exhibition. Many of the items are brought from Napoleon's last residence on St. Helena Island. The curators say the exhibition aims to show Napoleon's daily life and the way he lived. Earlier this week, An auction was set up in France offering Napoleon's blood-stained cloth estimated to be sold for $18,000. May 5th marks the 200th anniversary of Napoleon's death. Over the past few years, people have become more aware of the detrimental effect of littering to the environment. Bolivians have launched a nationwide campaign aimed at protecting the country's scenic spots and waterways from human waste. Hundreds of volunteers were seen cleaning up the Valley of the Souls near La Paz, which is famous for its unusual razor-sharp rock formations. The volunteers, aided by heavy machinery, managed to collect over 15 tons of plastic waste and construction rubble from the rocky canyon. Activist Carola says people needed to speak up more in defense of the nature, which is increasingly coming under threat.
It is incredible how we can find jewels like this painting amid all these piles of rubble and garbage, and we are surprised and ask, what is going on with nature? It is a tourist place where many people come. The Valley of the Souls is very special, and many people have gathered together here to be a voice for nature and to get it the care and respect it deserves.
Last month, the campaign also cleared the highland lake of Uru in western Bolivia, which is said to be full of more plastic than water. Campaigners say they will continue their efforts until no place with garbage is left in the country. People always try to find new ways to connect and support each other at the moment of crisis. A young Indian is one such example who is saving lives by providing free oxygen to coronavirus patients. A 32-year-old Shanawaz Sheikh is a resident of India's commercial hub, Mumbai. He launched the campaign during the first wave of the pandemic when his friend's cousin died of COVID-19 on the way to hospital. Now popularly known as Oxygen Man, Shanawaz sold his car last June and used the money to buy oxygen cylinders for those in need. He and his team have now set up a control room to deliver oxygen to patients. They send the cylinder as soon as they receive a call from a COVID patient or a family.
Without oxygen, a patient can't live. They need it very badly, even in the ambulance on the way to hospital. If Shanawaz wasn't helping, patients would likely not even make it to hospitals. They would die on the way.
Shanawaz says his team helped nearly 5,000 people during the first wave of the pandemic last year and is planning to help as many as possible during the second wave. His initiative is earning him much praise on social media, with many calling Shanawaz and his team real heroes during the crisis.
Archaeologists have found a meaningful, mysterious new findings in a cave in Mexico. They believe they are part of ancient Maya rituals. Around 1,200 years ago, some people imprinted their hands on the cave walls. The 137 prints are in two colors, black and red. Experts say the black ones represent death, while the red paintings are a reference to war or life. An analysis of their size also shows that the handprints were likely made by children as they entered puberty. The subterranean cavern, called Chichen Itza, is located nearly 10 meters below a tree, which Mayans assume sacred. Little hotels for little bees. In Colombia, wooden structures are built for the insects to rest after a hard day. The Oporo Valley Metropolitan Authority has installed the hexagon-shaped rooms for bees of all shapes and sizes. Every day, volunteers clean the bamboo hotel with paintbrushes. Designers say the bee hotels are made to protect some species that are more vulnerable.
These little bees are supremely sensitive to poisons, and since they don't produce honey, no one speaks up for them. So we're coming to the rescue.
Designers say bees are losing their habitat all over the world, so the hotels could be a means of survival. Colombia has registered 550 varieties of bees within its borders. In Britain, a revolutionary idea might change many things in regard to maritime boarding operations, a jet suit. This is what the Royal Marines are testing in a variety of scenarios. Wearing the jet suit, each person can fly freely over the water and land on a moving ship. Its developer company, Gravity Industries, says the suit provides quick access to any part of a target vessel. Previously, British paramedics have tested the unique product for search and rescue operations. The suit can reach a speed of 51 kilometers and a height of over 3,600 meters.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Now, the 200th death anniversary of French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte has brought a unique opportunity for private collectors to buy his DNA. The auction offers Napoleon's blood-stained cloth, which is estimated to be sold for $18,000. The collection will also include a lock of the French Emperor's hair, a pair of his stockings, a shirt with an embroidered letter N, and other items of clothing.
In my opinion, Napoleon was the first to want to create a Napoleon brand, even when he was alive. He created an image, a symbol, a look, with his hat worn in reverse. It was a very ordinary hat, an ordinary coat, but he was a very good communicator, and he created his image. So generation after generation, we kept this image of Napoleon, his hat, and this contributed to the myth. But it was Napoleon who wanted from the beginning to create an image, a look.
Nearly 360 objects will go under the hammer in the upcoming auction. Many of the items are brought back from Napoleon's last residence on St. Helena Island. Historians say his belongings have sparked the passion of collectors in France and other parts of the world. Several years ago, one of the French emperor's signature bicorn hats was sold to a Korean food industry mogul for more than $2 million. A Belgian chocolate maker has come up with the idea of chocolate bunnies in the shape of vaccine syringes to spread hope during the coronavirus pandemic. Geneviève Trapon makes the chocolate bunnies at her workshop in a village south of Brussels. She has dubbed the chocolate syringes Lache à Aztec. I hope I pronounced that correctly. This is not the first time the Belgian confectioner has been inspired by the pandemic to create art. Last year, she also put white masks on its Easter bunnies to keep the spirit alive amid a worsening pandemic. Trapon says she came up with the idea of syringe-shaped bunnies after the first coronavirus inoculations in her country at the end of 2020.
Why did I decide to create the chocolate vaccine? We are still in a period of COVID-19, and it was the logical continuation of the little masked rabbit from last year. Back then, nobody was talking about vaccines. At the end of that year, we started talking about a vaccine, and I thought the rabbit should be vaccinated. It's a symbol of hope, and that's why I decided to create the vaccine.
Trapon says her works show natural health benefits of chocolate. She believes that the chocolate version, like a real vaccine, has enough positive effects such as anti-depression, nutrients, and magnesium. Many of us have missed air traveling, though, due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, a South Korean airline has opened a restaurant offering in-flight meals on land. The Jeju Air restaurant resembles being in a flight with mock plane windows and boarding gates. It serves popular onboard meals such as rice and chicken. Customers have hailed the creative idea, saying the experience reminds them of the joy of travel. Having food in the imaginary flight costs around $9 for each person. The temporary diner will run for the next 3 months. Let's go to the Philippines to meet a man having a big, colorful collection of Happy Meal toys. Percival Log has been into collecting toys since he was five. His collection includes around 20,000 toys from fast food restaurant chains like McDonald's and Burger King. Log also holds a Guinness World Record from 2014. The 50-year-old graphic artist says he always takes good care of his beloved toys. He believes each toy has a story inside.
Toy is like a storyteller in itself. Like, for example, it gives me a glimpse of that particular period when I got it, my story, what's going on, what are the incidents that are attached in the acquisition of that particular toy.
Luke says his family and friends also help him broaden his collection by donating toys. He hopes to display his toy collection for the public to, quote, give people a chance to revisit their childhood memories.
People around the world have been grounded by the coronavirus, with many being forced to work from home. But the Scottish man has made his secluded cliffside a perfect spot against the pandemic-induced change to working habits. Jason Griffin's 34-year-old call center consultant from Glasgow has put remote working technology to the test by moving his office to a dangling shelf off the Irish Sea. His move is seen as an attempt to give rise to the digital nomad, meaning people can use technology to work from wherever connectivity is possible. Griffin says as long as there is a mobile connection and his laptop, he has everything he needs to do his job.
Today we are pushing the technology to its limits because we're going over a cliff face and we're abseiling down to a ledge, and I will be working all day from that ledge and taking and making calls, interacting with internal staff, just showing that remote literally means remote.
Griffins has set up a temporary office on a cliff face to prove that its performance is as good as a busy office. Call centers are one sector where remote working and technology has kept companies connected to customers, but the digital revolution has seen an inclination towards working remotely.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Allah's salutations be upon all of you, dear friend, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in the month of Ramadan. So welcome to this program, today's special. The topic of this episode is about promoting piety in the month of Ramadan.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال.
Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. and the 6th of May 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 189.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
They ask you, O Muhammad, about the new moons. Say, they are measurements of time for the people and for Hajj. And it is not righteousness to enter houses from the back, but righteousness is in one who fears Allah, and enter houses from their doors, and fear Allah that you may succeed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Quran explicitly says that righteousness lies in piety, not in superstitious customs. For the fulfillment of any action, whether it is a ritual action or a non-religious one, we should enter it through its proper way, not from a deviated path. Here, entering from behind is a figurative expression for turning aside from the right course, and entering by the door means striking to the right path. In the commentaries from Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, it is narrated about this verse that they have said, "We are the doors and the ways of Allah that invite unto Allah's heaven." The month of Ramadan is the month for promoting piety. The month of Ramadan is the month of piety. All of us need piety more than others. Piety should be promoted among all people. Therefore, the month of Ramadan is the month of promoting piety. Piety means showing fear or showing consideration. In the great moment of human life, you have been shown a straight path which is filled with problems. Take the case of a piece of land which is filled with mines here and there. Then they open a path and say that this is the safe path and that you should take it. This is the straight path. Showing consideration for Allah and fear Allah means taking care not to deviate from this straight path. You should not deviate from it, lest you get struck and face serious problems.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to today's special broadcasting from IRIB English radio station. We hope that you are doing well and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all your worships during this holy month and to keep you fearful of Him. And that is what we heard from this supplication when we say to امتحن قلبي فيه بتقوى القلوب, and try my heart with a fearful heart. Here, of course, it's important, the concept of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa al-qulub. See, sometimes there are two kinds of people. There are people who are true from their inside and outside. And there are people who are true from the outside. and only from the outside. They don't have that trueness in their inside, that with that connection and relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, it kind of signifies the importance of having taqwa, the importance of being fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What good is it for an individual to be true in front of the eyes of people and not true between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That if he is between people and that he is living between people and between society, he makes himself and makes himself that he is fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, when he's by himself, all alone, no one looking, no one watching, he does whatever he wants to do. He does whatever he wants to do, even if it's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person with fear of Allah does not do that. The person with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there are millions and millions of people watching him, and if there's no one else watching him, he stays true to what he is devoted to. He stays true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, is witnessing. And of course, taqwa al-qulub is a long topic, how to gain it, what are the benefits of it, how does a person, remain in that status.
رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران.
Taqwa or piety, the ultimate goal of the month of Ramadan. Piety is a virtue that combines all kinds of righteousness and goodness. Hence, the Quran has given it great care and attention. It is enough to say that piety and its derivatives are mentioned in the Noble Book of Allah more than 240 times. The order and urge for piety link success to it and show the status of the pious who fear Allah much, abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds, and love Allah much in both in this worldly life and the hereafter. By piety, men can distinguish between truth and falsehood, good and evil, and the harmful and the beneficial. By it, sins are forgiven, as Allah Almighty has said, "O you who believe, if you obey and fear Allah, He will grant you furqan." What is the meaning of furqan? A criterion to judge between right and wrong, or a way for you to get out from every difficulty. And then in the continuation of this verse, verse 29 of chapter Anfal, it continues like this, "And will expedite for you your sins and forgive you, and Allah is the owner of the great bounty." Things that help in attaining piety. What are the things that help in attaining piety? It is not just a matter of fasting and reciting Quran, but the main purpose of this month, the month of Ramadan, is to remove the veil of negligence from the heart, to return to the real purpose of the creation, to forgive the sins committed in the last 11 months. In the next 11 months, a prayer and a passion for not committing sins should be created in the heart with a sense of accountability for the greatness of Allah, the Almighty, and accountability in the hereafter, which is called taqwa. In this way, the true spirit of Ramadan and its light and blessings will be obtained. Otherwise, it will be that Ramadan will end and go and we will not benefit from it properly, but remain empty as we were before. We will go, so a few things are pointed out by following, which we will get the purpose of fasting, taqwa, and the light and blessings of Ramadan, God willing.
ولد الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا القلب الصدي.
What is important here is that during the fast, when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's this, you know, condition, you could say, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from the fierce, for the fearsome of Him, from those who have taqwa. إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts from those who have taqwa. Thus, when we have taqwa, or, you know, when we coordinate our worships with the taqwa that we have, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us. Why? Because usually the person with taqwa, not only does he have knowledge or she has knowledge in the worship that they are doing, in knowledge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowledge of knowing why they are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first place, they also have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where they do not do their actions for anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not do it because their mother or father ordered them. They do not do it because society will bash them and shame them for not doing it. No, they're doing it quite simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered. They are in fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be unsatisfied with them if they did not do their obligation. So here we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, of course, reaching that taqwa al-qulub, like I said, it needs a lot of talking, but in summary, it needs a lot of testing as well. How do you know gold is real gold? The old times, they used to burn the metal, or they used to burn that mineral that they thought was gold or not. And they would see if it would melt and not burn, then it means that it was gold. If it would burn away, then it means it wasn't gold. They used to test gold by fire. Here the same thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see the goldness of the hearts. What gold hearts are there out there? So He tests them with divine exams. And these divine exams by themselves are a mercy. By themselves, they are a grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us in being fearful of Him. And of course, not falling into the fearful of Him to a point where we reach of not, you know, being of, you know, losing all hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to keep us in the middle, you know, just a little bit more to the fearful side, like I was stated in the sayings. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us all safe, our family members, our loved ones safe. From now until another show, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was all for this episode of today's special. I invite you to listen to our next episode, inshallah. May Allah keep all of you safe. Fi amanillah. Oh,
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.